Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to everybody. So far we have few people that declined tonight's call. Those are David Fairs, James Bladel, Oliver Sueme, Rudy Vansnick, Sally Costerton. Tonight we have already on the call the following people. We have Alain Bidron, David Maher, Greg Chaton, Christina Rossetti, Leon Sanchez, Martin Levy, Michel Neyon, Olivier Crepin-Leblon, Phil Corwin, Rafik Namak, Sarah Falvey, and from staff, so far myself, Petjamin Kuva, Renat Duov, and Alexandra Dan. Is there anyone in the Adobe Connect room not connected through the audio, not in the Adobe Connect room, please? Okay, no one has responded. Rafik, please, you have the floor.
Hey, thank you. Basically, the agenda is simple. We have to finalize our document to be submitted in the 8th of March, and so from the last call, some people already sent some comments. So we will try to go through the document and resolve any, open a question there, and hopefully we will finish that work in this call, and then document will be formatted, cleaned, and just sent to the working group for a last call. And then we can submit, hopefully, in time. I'm trying to see if... Peter, can you just share again the agenda, so just to be sure that I'm not missing any item?
Yes.
Thanks.
Just give me a second, traffic.
Okay, so in the meantime, can everybody please open the Google Doc so we can be on the same page? Petia, do we have any open action item from the last call?
So far, everybody is able to see the open action item?
Actually, it's Marilyn. I joined late, and I'm just now getting connected. So just go ahead, and I will work on getting connected. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. For the first action item, we will discuss that in the document. I think the same in the document. And for the third action item, I think Greg sent a proposal to the mailing list. And I think for the last action item, it was already done last time. Okay, so let's move to the draft itself. Is it just really possible to share your desktop? I know that can be added. So just that you should be sure that we all see in the same time the edition and the document.
Okay, just a second.
Yeah.
Can you see it now?
No.
Yeah, apparently I have an issue on my settings, so all I can do, Rafik, is just share it as a PDF right now. If anyone is from you guys is willing to share the desktop, if you wish, I can share it as a PDF. I'm uploading it right now, so if
okay.
Let me know if it's okay.
Okay, we will work from the Google Doc. So I hope everybody is there, and just if there is anyone in the queue, just please tell me. So, okay, so let's just let's start working in the document, the Google Doc. That's much more easy. So starting from the introduction, so we have basically. The blue part is that's what was added lately, and in the yellow, highlighted in yellow, is what we should, I think, resolve. So, in the introduction, so just here first, we in GitHub group, so just to list all SO and ACs. Representation involvement in our working group. So I think we have almost all SO and ACs except ERSAC. So is there any comment here? Can we just resolve and okay, I don't see any comment. I think then we can go. The next one, due to the time crunch, the proposal expressed in this contribution have not so far been reviewed by the respective. So this part, because you know, we are going to submit as a working group and later asking for support from the different SO and ACs and stakeholder groups. There is no objection here about this part, just we wanted to be clear about about that we couldn't have enough time to ask for review from SO and ACs and have their endorsement, but we will ask for later and hopefully during the Singapore meeting. Any comment on that? So can we resolve this part or not? Sorry?
It's just one, Rafik. It's Marilyn. I think this is a great addition. I think it largely captures what we talked about. We use the word enhancements to the CCWG's views, but the reality is it may also actually result in changes. I'm probably okay with the word enhancements, but maybe modifications and enhancements might be more factual.
I'm trying. Which part are you talking about, Marilyn?
Sorry. I'm not online. I thought we were talking about the paragraph that was added that says, and so maybe I'm wrong about this. I thought we were finalizing the paragraph about this being a statement from the working group.
We are in the introduction, just trying to
yes.
To yeah. In which paragraph? In the first, second, or third?
The third paragraph was what I was focused on, and I am able to get online now, so I'll be more attuned to where I should be. My apologies.
Okay, so it's the is that one in the blue? So okay. So you are okay with this one, or you want to make small amendment?
My small amendment. I had a question, actually. I thought there were up to four people from each of the groups. I just needed to clarify that.
Yeah, but not all groups send four people, so they can send up to four, I think, or five, mm-hmm. but not all of them send that number, yes?
I was just clarifying that right now it says up to five people, and I believe it was actually up to four people. And not all sent for, but I think we got to be careful to be factual about that.
Okay. So,
Then my other comment was in the blue paragraph, and let me wait till you get to that.
Okay. So, yeah, we have representatives, but just I don't think we can put that a lot of detail here, but just trying to be sure that I mean,
I was only making one other change, mm-hmm. and that is in the very last sentence in the blue. It now reads: "It is possible that further collaboration may lead to enhancements to the CCWG views." The only thing I proposed was changes or enhancements. But I, again, am subject to what others think. I think there could be changes in our views, and enhancement sounds like we're going to build on this without change, and I'm not sure that will be the case.
Okay, so you want to change enhancement to change?
Yes, or add the word changes and enhancement.
Okay, need to change. Is everybody okay with this change? Okay, it's hard to not see the problem is seeing the Google Doc, but I'm not able at the same time to see the Adobe Connect. So.
Well, I could just keep you through the chat traffic, so Alain Bidron is okay with it. Sarah Favre makes sense. Fine with me, Christina Rossetti, so go on.
Okay, good. Okay, so I think if we don't have, if there is any other comment, if there is no other comment in the introduction, and you think that's enough clear about the nature of this input from the working group, we can move to the next part. Yes? Who?
Olivier.
Yes, Olivier. Let's go.
Thank you very much, Rafiq. It's Olivier speaking, and sorry about my voice, which is a bit of a mess. I hope you can hear me. At the moment, you put lead to changes, enhancements. It would probably be changes and enhancements. Changes and enhancements to the CCWG, I'm fine with the changes there. So, what happened to it?
What's happened? Oh.
Somebody's deleted it. That's really great.
it's not changed. It's another enhancement,
okay.
I think. But
let's come back. Yeah, changes and enhancements. Okay, that's great. Fine with it. Let's plow forward. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Olivier. Okay. Okay. So let's go. Now in part one, internet policies, declaration, multi-stakeholder model that best serves the ICANN or internet community. For this, I think if we, how to say, are going to argue what part we are meeting, I think we can draw both ICANN internet and as a community, and I think it really depends how people perceive the multi-stakeholder model, really to be open on that. So what do you think? So I want really to, that we can fix that part quickly.
Rafiq, it's Marilyn. I'd like to, later in the document, recapture the concern I had that in ICANN in particular, a bottom-up consensus-based multi-stakeholder model best serves. There are many multi-stakeholder models, and I don't want to get into debating the merits of them, but not all are actually bottom-up, and there are people who would say that these mystical multi-stakeholder panels that FATI is operating are a form of multi-stakeholder, but that's not the model that we're calling for at ICANN. I think we're calling, I think later on we capture the bottom-up, but maybe the heading also should say a bottom-up consensus-based multi-stakeholder model best serves the ICANN. I noticed we're saying / internet. If we say it that way, I think it should say, should best serve ICANN and the internet.
ICANN and internet community?
Well,
Rafiq?
Yes, Olivier. Go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. It's Olivier speaking. So this stems from a discussion we had on the last call where some people on the call thought that the model best served the ICANN community, whilst others believe the model best serves the internet community. Frankly, between one and the other, if you look at the paragraph, what's more important is what's in the paragraph than the actual title of it, and I'd be absolutely happy if we're going to lose time on either ICANN or internet to just get rid of either ICANN or internet and say a multi-stakeholder model best serves the community and leave it to whoever's interpretation it is, whether it's ICANN or internet, based on the actual text that is in the paragraph itself.
Christina offered language that I really like. Christina, maybe you would read it out.
Christina is saying count on the mute at the bus stop.
Oh, okay, so what Christina proposed was the ICANN multi-stakeholder, comma, bottom-up consensus-driven model best serves the ICANN community. I like that, and then that could be the opening sentence as well with her proposal.
Okay, I see Greg in the queue. Greg, please go ahead.
Hi, this is Greg Chatton. I'm thinking back to the earlier discussion on this paragraph, and I think there's kind of a larger issue at hand or at stake here rather than just kind of editing the paragraph to and the heading to be consistent with each other, which is, are we trying to make the point, I thought we were at one point trying to make the point here that a multi-stakeholder model is a best serves kind of internet governance as a whole. And not merely ICANN. If we're trying to defend ICANN from, or prevent ICANN from becoming less multi-stakeholder-ish, that's at least in large part an ICANN issue. If we're trying to argue that Internet governance in a larger context should be based on multi-stakeholder principles, then that's a bigger issue than just ICANN. So I think we're kind of at a fork in the road, not just on this paragraph, but maybe, you know, in a larger sense. My personal view is that we should say here that multi-stakeholder model best serves the Internet community. I mean, there are obviously clearly places where, you know, multilateral and government participation needs to be involved, and, you know, this is not necessarily an argument against kind of for kind of the tyranny of the masses that some are promoting, some sort of, you know, direct multi-stakeholder mass action that kind of, you know, views ICANN as somehow being too elitist and in a sense not multi-stakeholder enough, but kind of, you know, without getting off into the weeds on a whole bunch of, you know, potential, you know, implications of this statement, I think we need to decide whether we're going to be kind of navel-gazing and saying that ICANN should stay multi-stakeholder, or are we saying that Internet governance should be based, you know, at least to a large extent, on multi-stakeholder models as opposed to other models. Thanks.
Okay. I think the discussion in the chat, think more people are moving for Internet community. And if I understand those correctly, Christina is suggesting, I'm trying to find the ICANN multi-stakeholder bottom-up concentration that serves the Internet community. So, okay. Is everybody happy with this?
So, can I just verify, it's Marilyn, we're using Christina's, the ICANN multi-stakeholder bottom-up consensus-based model best serves the Internet, right?
The Internet community, I think, but...
Internet community, okay. All right.
Okay. Yeah, good. So, let me put this change. Okay. So, in the paragraph, so have comment about these things. I mean, in detail what we mean about all stakeholders. So we have here ISP, intellectual property owners, and register and registry. So I think there is no problem here. Maybe it's always difficult to list all, but just to give in more details.
Rafik?
Okay.
Olivier?
Yes, Olivier.
Thank you very much, Rafik. It's Olivier speaking. So there was some discussion, as you might have seen on the chat of the Google Talk itself, with regards to listing the different types of businesses and, you know, the stakeholders, basically, individual citizens, businesses such as Internet service providers, intellectual property owners, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. To me, I just wanted to sort of make this clear. These are just examples, and I think we're not focusing in this as giving an exhaustive list of all of the people that are stakeholders. And really, if one is to concentrate on this and try to concentrate on the making up of this sentence, whether you include registrars and registries, whether you don't, whether you put civil society organizations in front or behind, I think that all of that is just not particularly important. You know, it's not going to affect the message that we're trying to push through. The message we're trying to push through here is the multi-stakeholder model is better for the world, and I would just suggest that we just go through that and say, okay, tick the box, that's fine, we've got a few examples. It's not perfect text, but we have a deadline that's in a couple of hours and we need this out. And the you know, look more if you want with one step backwards and look at the actual intent of what this paragraph is going to mean. And if we agree with it, then we can move on to the next one. I'm just trying to... hopefully we don't get stuck on small little issues of, you know, commas and dots and things like that. Thank you.
Okay. I think it's okay. I'm not sure. I don't see any objection to that, so we can move to the next part. I'm trying to...
It's Marilyn, and I offered a suggested change in the next paragraph.
Which paragraph?
It's the one that reads, within ICANN, the multi-stakeholder model works in a bottom-up, consensus-driven, and inclusive manner that lets every participant, I like the new language, be heard and taken into consideration. I think it's in the decision-making processes. So those are just editorial changes. But the next sentence is the one that concerns me. Most initiatives, and I offered different language for it, most initiatives emerge in the communities of stakeholders, comma, advised by ICANN's advisory committees and supported by staff. I think it's pretty negative to say nor government-driven. I understand the point, but I think we're trying to describe the situation that we have right now. And the bottom-up process is advised by a number of advisory committees and supported by staff, I believe, rather than, which I think would be a more positive formulation.
Okay. Mari, it's better if you write this a proposal. So I think here just we indicate that most initiatives start from the community and bottom up version. It's like our own working group. So about non government driven, I'm not aware any. Maybe I'm missing something, but I'm not aware anything really starting from a governance.
Just a point of information, all advisory groups have the right to request an issues report. For instance, the ALAC does, the SAC does, the GAC does, and upon occasion they have done so. But that's still in an advisory role. So I was just trying to cut the language that made it sound like we were being critical of government participation in ICANN. Christina has offered even better, a better edit, which reads, initiatives emerge in the communities of stakeholders and the ICANN advisory committees, comma, and supported by staff. I think that's are supported by staff. That, if others could accept that, that sounds like it combines discussions on the chat and the point that I raised.
Okay. Anna, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Christina made the proposal, sorry to come back on the little one, but regarding the first sentence of the 2.1, I suggest to remove such as internet service providers, etc., and replace it by a comma. Businesses, comma, internet service providers, comma, intellectual property, etc.
I'm sorry, where are we now? Are we going back?
Yeah, I think Anna wanted to make comment on that previous paragraph, so
yeah.
To change such as by a comma.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah, and so we are not going to, how to say, I understand that so ISP, they don't see themselves, I'm not sure if they are business or not, but okay.
Rafiq, as business users, I think if the ISPs are trying to say that they're distinct from business users, they would have a lot of support from us as business users. So it does have to be a comma rather than such as. I fully support that. It's business, maybe it's businesses, comma. I think that's the point that was being made, right? Businesses, comma,
okay.
Internet services. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we will, I think, know government reason. Okay. So then public commenting plays a very important role because it lets effectively exercise the principle that guides the model itself. It provides essential feedback loops to bottom-up processes, phases, which is stakeholder governance. Okay. Any comment on this part?
Olivier.
Yes, Olivier. Just one sec. Comment, Olivier. Marilyn, please see in the Google Doc, not in the document in Adobe. So because we are making change in the online. Olivier, please go ahead. Olivier.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much, Rafiq. So, just to explain, at the moment there is text. Let me refer to the sentence. So public commenting plays a very important role for this model, as it not only gives transparency to the work done by the different communities and stakeholder groups, but because, and then the text which has got this salmon background, it lets effectively exercise the principles that guide the model itself. This was something which was commented on by Avery as something that didn't mean much. So the text I suggested in replacement of this is because it provides the essential feedback loop that is key to bottom-up consensus-based multi-stakeholder governance. So the proposal is to get rid of the salmon background text and replace it with a blue text there. I hope that's okay with people here. That's it. Thank you.
Olivia, I think I like it, but I can't see it. Could you say it again?
If you're on the Google Doc, you should be able to see it.
I'm on Adobe. I'm not in the Google Doc. But
the Adobe is... Adobe's got it. At the moment, Adobe's got it.
The Adobe is a PDF file, Marilyn, so...
Marilyn, unfortunately, the PDF file doesn't show what's in Salmon.
I tell you
what I will do.
Yeah.
I can use this handy little green thing as one of the... the ability to do so. And so if you start looking from this point, you see the arrow... It lets effectively exercise the principles that guide the model itself. That was not understood. So I'm proposing replacing from it lets effectively exercise the principles that guide the model itself with it provides the essential feedback loop that is key to the bottom-up consensus-based multi-stakeholder governance. That's my proposal. Thank you.
So is it okay?
And it's Marilyn. I've just gotten into the Google Docs, but I would just say for any who are handheld devices, let's keep reading that out. Yes, it's fine with me. I think it's much improved. I agree it didn't make sense before. I think we've got another problem with that in a couple of places where it's just confused language, but the intent's right. It looks great.
Okay, good. Okay, so the next one, we have this kind of orphan paragraph. It's the ideally, I can describe to be inclusive, to be all inclusive with zero restrictive process and outreach. So I think it was proposed before by Naresh, but it was no elaborated. And I think it's maybe much better to remove this paragraph unless we have, a proposal.
It's Marilyn. I'm going to make a proposal. I think it's actually very important that maybe we would do it by saying, I can continue to evolve and improve its bottom-up consensus-based multi-stakeholder model and should continue to do so by proactively seeking to include all stakeholders. There should be no barriers to participation, and outreach efforts should continue to be carried out. But I think this is an important point that we do need to capture, that we are evolving and improving this mechanism.
Maria, I think the paragraph before she's saying ICANN has worked to improve its multi-stakeholder model. It should continue to do so by proactively seeking to include all stakeholders. There should be no barrier for participation and outreach efforts to create to include underrepresented groups. So I think that already captured what you are trying to say.
Sorry, I was just making a small improvement to the previous paragraph about continuing to acknowledge that it's continuing to improve.
So it should continuing?
ICANN should continue to improve and evolve its multi-stakeholder model. And then we could strike the item below, right?
Okay. One sec. ICANN should...
Olivier.
Yes, Olivier, please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Rafik. It's Olivier speaking. The sentence actually does say this already. It says, ICANN has worked to improve its multi-stakeholder model, so it looks at the past, and should continue to do so. Maybe we could say, and will continue to do so, or should continue to do so by proactively seeking to include all stakeholders. I think we're... I mean, I don't see anyone being against these sentences. They seem to be fine. The paragraph which Rafik was mentioning is the one afterwards, which is, again, which starts with, ideally, ICANN should strive to be included, and then it's got a point 2, point 3, point 4. So although I personally like the next points which are being made, unfortunately, it looks as though no one has expanded on those, and because we're on the last call, the very last leg, I'm not sure we have time to expand on these, except if someone has the time right now to draft some text and propose it to us in the next hour or so. Thank you.
Okay, so if there is no suggestion, I think we should read out of this paragraph. And I see that Christina made a comment about that paragraph. That's okay. Seeking to include implies that ICANN does not currently include all stakeholders. I think people are agreeing with Leon's proposal, has continuously improved its multi-stakeholder model. Okay. Uh, So then it will be icon. Icon has continuously improved its multi-stakeholder model and should continue to do so. Does it make sense for you, native speaker? I mean, and proactively seeking to include all stakeholders. Yes, Martin, that's what we are trying to do. I will remove the next paragraph. Okay, so we have this next part is about RIR. I think it's not really, it doesn't make sense to put this here, and I think it should be removed.
And then after Olivier, Marilyn.
Yes, Olivier, please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Rafiq. It's Olivier speaking. Have we found an answer for this orphan paragraph starting, ideally ICANN should strive to be included, and then point 2, point 3, and point 4? Do we have a resolution on this? What should we do
with this? I think that's what I was saying. It's we need to really to maybe to remove it because we don't have any suggestion or proposal for it.
Olivier, it's Marilyn. I'm going to make a proposal. I think the first sentence and point two are incorporated in the previous paragraph in a general way, and I don't think three and four are that we've had full enough discussion on that. Perhaps we could remove it here, come back and see how it is how those points are addressed in later parts of the document.
I'm okay with that. Sounds good. If you're speaking.
Okay, so we can remove it then. Okay.
And Rafiq, sorry, it's Marilyn. My the reason I got into queue was to say, certainly the description of the RIR is also a bit orphaned here, as well as the IGF. I made a comment online that perhaps we should move descriptions like this of all of the groups, RIRs or the IGF, maybe we should move them all into an annex rather than sprinkling them throughout the document. There is a section 4.1, which is about component organizations, that I would suppose that the RIR is long in, but IGF is not.
Okay. What I thought is maybe for IGF, it just kind of, I mean, to... Okay, IGF maybe it's not an organization, but show, you know, a model of multi stakeholder we have for ICANN and another one in IGF. But yeah, for RIR part, I think that should be removed.
You know, let me be clear. I like the description of the IGF. I just think the question is where do we put it?
Olivier?
Yes, Olivier, please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Rafiq. And sorry for barging into this. I hope it's okay. I know you're going to swap from one window to another. I think the original intent for having both the RIR there and the IGF there in that paragraph was to describe other bottom-up consensus-based multi-stakeholder models in the same paragraph, in the same section as the ICANN. a multi-stakeholder model. Now, the text which was the CC, the RIR text, was actually originally a lot longer and had a description of how the multi-stakeholder model worked in the regional internet registry pyramidal structure. Of course, admittedly, the shorter text that we have here would probably just fit in the definition and can therefore be moved over to the appendix, which is where we've put the definitions. We've got two solutions here. Either beef up the RIR text again by bringing it back to its original length, or move the RIR text to the appendix. Number one. Number two, the IGF text, the Internet Governance Forums text here, does speak specifically about the multi-stakeholder aspects, about its multi-stakeholder aspects, and agreed if we do move the RIR out, this might look odd as well. At that point, maybe we might wish to move back over to the appendix as well. I'm just getting concerned. The appendix is going to be bigger than the main text. That's it. Thank you.
Olivier, it's Marilyn. Perhaps there's another idea then, now that you've explained this. That would be a subheading which says there are many multi-stakeholder examples or something like this. There are numerous examples of multi-stakeholder activities. And then, for example, two are described below, the Regional Internet Registry and the IGF. And then we could say this is not intended to be an inclusive list.
I'd be happy with that. I don't know how others think about this, but that sounds like an excellent idea.
So, Olivier, what option? Just to be sure that we are all on the same page.
Thank you, Rafiq. It's Olivier speaking. So to keep the text there, but to have a preamble before that that introduces and that basically says there are other multi-stakeholder systems in operation. And Marilyn, you've crafted it a lot better than my paraphrasing right now, but something
okay.
To that extent. If you can type it or dictate it, that would be, as far as I'm concerned, I'm fine with it. I don't know about others. Maybe ask if others are okay with that.
Okay, so because I moved already the RIR, so if we want to keep the RIR and to have text or just to keep the IGF only?
Well, let's make it a simple question then for everyone to answer in the chat if they wish to. Option one, keep the RIR text and the IGF text there. Preamble it with text that Marilyn just suggested, which is to basically speak about the fact that there are other multi-stakeholder models out there. Option two, move the RIR text and the IGF text to the appendix.
I just offered language in the Adobe suggesting there are numerous multi-stakeholder mechanisms. We offer two examples below, noting that this is not an inclusive list. But I do think these are illustrations that are useful, and I think it's also important to have a reference to the IGF, but having a reference to the IRRs is also very powerful.
Okay. So now we see people supporting option one. I see a strong support for option one. Okay. Let me see something. Okay. So, I think this part is resolved. Then we can go to the next point. 2.2, the cross-community working group supports internet with a single route. So we have this a blue part to resolve. Any comment on this? So admittedly, there have been proposals made by other organizations that share the multiple routes are possible. The cross-community working groups believe that only a single route will guarantee global uniqueness and prevent fragmentation of the internet.
Rafik, Olivier.
Yes, Olivier.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Rafik. So this one is just effectively repeating a little bit what's been said as in the single sentence to support the single route. The reason really for including this in there is to beef it up a little bit and to recognize that there are other organizations that don't share the view that we have. But it is our firm belief that a single route will guarantee that global uniqueness. Yes, under certain circumstances, I'm sure multiple routes might work, but introducing multiple routes is going to introduce some risk. And so that would be the thing. And I like what Aparna mentioned in the chat of the document. Instead of saying prevent fragmentation of the internet, of course, we can't prevent it, but deter fragmentation of the internet. Right?
Okay.
The right way to say it.
Yeah. Okay. We have also suggestion to strike admittedly. Yeah, okay. So I will make the English changes. Okay, so I guess there is no objection in this part, so we can move to the next.
can I ask a question about the heading that says the CCWG supports one internet. Isn't this just a further elaboration? The internet is a network of multiple networks connected together by a standard protocol. So do we really need to make this a subheading, or could we make this a second paragraph?
Okay.
Yes, if I have to go ahead.
Thank you, Rafik. Thank you for bringing this up, Marilyn. Actually, in the paragraphs below, it actually says that. But it might well be that the two paragraphs might be in the wrong order. At the moment, it says only parties connected to the same IP-based network with a globally unique IP address space can communicate with each other. And then the second paragraph says the internet is made up of hundreds of thousands of networks. These networks connect to each other thanks to this set of globally unique IP address spaces. Without this, the internet would be fragmented. Should we swap the paragraphs around, or?
Good. Yes. Definitely, it's Marilyn. Definitely swap the order there, yes.
Because
okay,
that would probably answer your question then at that point, and we can keep the same short title that is just a nice, punchy thing. Thank you.
So, Olivier, no change here then?
Guys, I just still have to ask. I do have to ask a question. It's not one internet. We support a unique internet.
Ah, that's a good point.
Sorry.
Okay, just to back to what was discussed before. Olivier, we keep the same order. Oh, okay, you are changing. Changing the order, that's why I was asking.
Swap.
Okay.
And then Marilyn mentioned a unique internet.
Okay. Okay.
Any thoughts on this? A unique internet instead of unique internet?
Okay. Yes. Yes. Some support. One. Okay. Yeah. Unique internet. It's like getting support. So I change it. Unique.
Should we say one unique internet, maybe? That makes it even. I mean.
Unique internet, I think, mean one, but
okay.
So unique internet. Unique internet, I think, yeah. Okay. So we can go to the next one. That's no. I think this is okay. Cross-cutting networking group support best practices that enhance internet security. No comment here. But then the next, that's a new one. And I think we have a comment from, I think Aparna sent some proposal to the list. Community working group support transparency in intergovernmental discussions.
I'm happy to have modifications to that text, but I think something like that is a little cleaner and more useful.
Yes, Aparna, I'm trying to find your proposal. That's hard to find.
So it's also in a comment on the Google Doc. So if you have the doc open, just on that text itself, there's a comment to the side. Right at the beginning of the first paragraph. I'm also happy to put it in the chat room if that's helpful.
Okay. So your proposal, if intergovernmental discussion touch an aspect of internet governance, then they should be conducted in full, inclusive, and transparent consultation with the affected non-governmental stakeholders. Okay, so, yes, Maria, please go ahead.
You know, I'm not objecting to this, but I just want it to be, I want it to be practical here. Even within our own group, there are times when we believe that we should have the right to have sector-to-sector discussion. I think the point Aparna's making is generally supportable. But I want to be careful that we're not coming across as unrealistic about intergovernmental discussions. Maybe the point that we're trying to make is in intergovernmental discussions, decisions will be. Aparna, I'm kind of thinking about our discussions from BASIS, but decisions will be better informed and improved through the full, inclusive, and transparent consultations with affected stakeholders. So I'm not objecting to the goal, but I think it's a little unrealistic for us to say that all intergovernmental organizations will take this on board.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think the implication that you read is there, but I'm totally open to considering alternatives. So I'm just putting this in the doc so I can see it and be data more clearly.
Christina has offered, I'm not sure how I would read it then. Christina's offered some language, or they should be conducted in coordinates with in coordination with full inclusive consultations, or they should be supported by full and inclusive consultations.
Yeah, I think supported by is fine.
Okay. So we have Marilia. Go ahead.
Hi, Rafi. Thank you. I'd like to agree with the suggestion that was proposed by Marilyn right now. I think it's a good proposal. But other than that, I'd just like to make another observation. I think that when we were discussing other parts of the text, we mentioned how debate of Internet governance could be improved, for instance, as I can reach out to stakeholder groups or actors that are underrepresented in ICANN, and maybe to make technical discussions more accessible to people who are not from technical backgrounds. So I think that here in this paragraph, although I agree with the meaning of it, taking into account Marilyn's suggestion, I think that we are closing and focusing the paragraph only on government. And what I think we're saying is pretty much applies to every organization that deals with Internet governance and develops decision-making processes regarding Internet governance, regardless if it's a governmental or technical or non-governmental or private organization. So I think that maybe we should make it more broad, or maybe add another line that says that all discussions of Internet governance taken up in an organization should take into account consultation with other stakeholders or something like that. Thank you.
Okay. If I understand, so you want to expand that to all Internet governance discussion, not just intergovernmental discussion. And then...
Yes, because I agree with the meaning. I just think that we are sounding a little bit reactive here. And what we are saying, it pretty much applies to everything. So not to sound like that, like we are defending or defensive, we should extend the meaning of it for other actors and organizations as well.
Yes, I'm just trying to capture what you are saying, because we make the change, so... So we have we changed the title, and then we should change I think which so we have, because now several proposals, I think supported by full inclusive and transparent consultation is affected. One sec. Can please someone write again the proposal? It's hard to check from
the phone.
Sorry, it's Marilyn. Since I kicked this off, I'm going to come back in. There are places where, and I think I tried to say this, where all stakeholders are going to need and have a right to have collaborative discussion. That's not the point we're trying to make. And you cannot expect business engaged in business negotiations to, particularly where trade secrets are involved or intellectual property rights are involved, to be doing that with transparency. We also would not expect law enforcement to be, I see Olivier mentioned that. Maybe Aparna has offered some language that might work.
Marilyn, I don't think we are talking about business deals, but here we are talking about Internet government discussion, I think. I don't see the link between a business deal and Internet government discussion.
Yeah.
And
so right. So look at Aparna's language.
So
it just makes it broader and not about intergovernmental conversations as well. It focuses on all Internet governance discussions to be conducted with what should be supported by full, inclusive, and transparent conversation. Hopefully that addresses it.
So, so I think it's clear really about internet governance, internet governance discussion. So I do think that's enough clear, and law enforcement should not be really worried about our request. So.
Yeah, and then I think you can delete the earlier text that's in blue, which is sort of more specific to intergovernmental, and then just retain this more general statement as 2005.
So is everybody happy with this this wording? And it will be about internet governance discussion. Okay. Olivier is suggesting to add except the six circumstances when confidentiality is needed, law enforcement or business reason. Okay. Who support Olivier adding?
Speaking, just to add, actually, yes. I added, for example, law enforcement or business reasons. Obviously, it's not an exhaustive list, but I think it's we're just giving the tone of what kind of exceptional reasons there would be for not conducting transparent discussions.
My concern about that is it seems to me that the obvious example that governments would use, which is not on that list, is national security. And so then you sort of opened up a big loophole.
Okay.
Especially when we say supported by consultation, I really don't think we need to worry about the law enforcement role.
Honestly, I still don't see the point. It's really about internet governance discussion. Even if now, like hearing about national security, I am more worried because with what happened with Snowden, I think that kind of it will be kind of, how am I going to say, ringing bell for many, you know, right, alarming for many people what we mean by this part. So I think the simplest warning here that just we want transparency, I think it's clear. We are not really asking about business deals or any other sensitive thing. Yes, Marila, please go ahead.
Hi, this is Marila speaking. Just to agree with you, I think that when we open the door for law enforcement, I think I understand the point, but for countries like ours that are starting to draw the line between what is security, what is national security, or all the apparatus that is being put in place for the World Cup or for the Olympics and so on, it's hard for us to draw the line of which information should be regarded as national security information and confidential and which one society should have access. So I understand the point here. It's not what we are concerned about, but maybe we are opening a window for people to stash other interpretations into our line. So maybe to keep it simple and more direct, because I think that when we're talking about internet governance, all the documents is about internet governance, then I think it's much more or less clear that we're not talking about specific things like trade secrets or law enforcement or going against criminals and so on. But that's my opinion. If people really feel strongly about it, I would not object, but maybe we are opening the door for other things there.
My view would be, it's Marilyn, why don't we try it without that modifier, if I can call it a modifying intro. many of us are not actually qualified as national security or international security experts, while others may be. Maybe we strike that phrase and we just keep the original modification that we put in, supported by open and inclusive, transparent consultations, and see if we, because I can see we're getting into too much diversity of views on this.
Okay, so really I want that we resolve this quickly, okay, so we add that first suggestion from Olivier?
No, I was suggesting we strike that and not include that since we don't have full agreement on it.
Okay, that works for me. So, just to be sure that I added the correct the proposal, the cross-community working group supports transparency in internet governance discussion. All discussion and aspects of internet governance should be supported by full, inclusive, and transparent consultation with all affected stakeholders. So, okay?
Rafiq, Olivier?
Yes, Olivier, please go ahead.
Thanks very much, Olivier speaking. So, you know, we're talking principles, and I guess this is a principle, so I'm fine with it. Sometimes okay. Principles are not automatically implementable in all cases, and I think we've had a good deal of examples here in the chat today, but this looks like high level enough.
Okay. Good. Okay. So the next we have is a placeholder for Naresh, but we don't have any proposals. So I think that should be struck.
Rafiq, Olivier.
Yes, Olivier.
Yeah, thanks very much. So Naresh Ajwani in the previous call made a case for adding something about inclusiveness and various principles by which we conduct internet governance discussions. And I said at the time I was absolutely fine with him presenting some text for it. The problem is there hasn't been text presented for it. And I'm not sure whether, I mean, should we look out for such text? Should we point to such text? I don't know whether it will focus our input more or whether it will dither it more. And so if it has the potential to make it less focused, the suggestion was to remove that altogether if we don't receive text. Well, we definitely haven't received any text by today, so.
It's Marilyn. We haven't gotten any text, but I think actually we do have a paragraph about inclusiveness, and I think we also would not have time to debate new text. My suggestion that we would be we remove it for now, we park it for something that could come back into the open. Discussion in Singapore. If there is then language that Naresh would want to would contribute for discussion then.
Okay, so this noted. We should then remove this for now, and we may discuss later in Singapore. Sitya, please just put this as a remark so to follow up later. Okay. So let's go to the next. In part two, future evolution of internet governance ecosystem. Hopefully, we don't have so much. Okay. So it's in 3.1, and is Okay. Here, the in order to ensure that this evolution happens in the best possible manner, some general principles need to be observed. And we have this one in the discussion, shepherding by the board. Okay. This one, I think,
yes,
Olivier. Yeah, please go.
Thanks very much. So I made those bullet points as examples, and I must admit these were just thought out very quickly, just jotted down on paper. Some of it might actually be redundant on what you said. So basically, it starts with some general principles need to be observed, and the shepherding by the board part needs to instruct ICANN senior staff on future directions. I note that some people have thought this really is internal administration. And so then I'd be fine with removing this, provided we keep the next sentence, which says the board shepherds all of ICANN's functions, but receives its input primarily through community consultations. That puts the emphasis on the community telling the board what to do, and on the board listening to the community. It's just a principle in there.
Okay. Any objection to this?
It's Marilyn. I want to make a comment that I, some of you know that I was on the President's Strategy Committee for 3 years, and here's my observation. The board is disconnected from the community by nature of the bylaws, which actually require them to be disconnected from the community. So I think we should be saying, and Olivia, I want to compliment you on proposing these bullet points. I would start with bullet point one, saying ICANN's continuing evolution must be driven by the bottom-up consensus-based consultation with ICANN's community, and then leave what's there, then go on to say there's a pull-down, ICANN's board should perform its task. I think it's ICANN's board should perform its function or should fulfill its role after ongoing consultation with ICANN stakeholders. And then evolution, ICANN's continued evolution should support participation of a broader range of actors, blah, blah, blah. That captures the inclusion issue. The shepherding by the board, I think those two bullet points perhaps could be captured by the previous statement that ICANN's board should perform its functions after ongoing consultation with the ICANN community. The specific issue here about negotiations with the U.S. Department of Commerce on the future of ICANN, that's a very specific reference, and I'd like us to get through the general bullets first before we get into specifics. And I think we need a bullet about globalization. Should plans for globalization of ICANN and its functions must be designed with input and consultation of the ICANN community? Because right now what I'm seeing, ICANN's opening a New York office, for Pete's sake, to walk the halls of the UN. Really? That is one of the stupidest ideas I've heard, and I know this is being transcribed. But, you know, we are, I think we need to be giving a positive message to ICANN, that consultation with us, and a positive message to the board. So if we could change the order of negotiations with the U.S. Department of Commerce and include consultation with the community on the globalization of ICANN, and then I will come back in after this discussion to talk about the specifics of discussions with any government about the future of ICANN, because I think there's now, as we've seen with NetMundial and we've seen with the European Commission, it's a broader group of governments that these discussions are going on with.
So, okay. That was a long comment, Marley. So, can you just put exact wording and so to see what other think about this?
So let me just do this again. I was suggesting we fine-tune most of the bullets and move the topic about discussions or negotiations with the U.S. Department of Commerce. I agree with what's been said there. I was just saying it needs to be in a separate bullet because the rest of the bullets are more general.
I think the negotiation with the U.S. Department is already in separate bullets, so...
Olivier?
Yes, Olivier, please go ahead.
Thanks very much, Rafiq. It's Olivier speaking. So I'm looking at the chat as well and looking at the responses that Marilyn has put on the chat. I think that we can probably just get rid of the bullet point shepherding by the board and to instruct the ICANN senior staff in future directions. We can... We can probably change we can probably get rid of most of these bullets. Just to keep the last bullet point, transparency as a key to all actions by the board, ICANN staff, and the community. This one is a core thing that transparency is something that's core to ICANN values. And we can keep the negotiations with the U.S. Department of Commerce on the future of ICANN, take into account input received from the community in the run-up to these negotiations as a separate bullet point totally at the end. And as Marilyn said, the shepherding by the board and the board shepherds all of ICANN's functions is something we've already touched on earlier. In fact, I note that Marilia Maciel was also saying he's already focused inwards, we could get rid of these. And Aparna as well said that in the chat. Not in the chat, sorry, in the documents on chat.
Okay, so we should remove the shareboard things, the two bullets, and
home.
Yes, and Marlene is suggesting. ICANN board should perform its function after ongoing consultation with ICANN stakeholders and within continuing improvement in transparency and accountability. I think that's for the last, not the last, yeah. The transparency is the key to all action by the board, ICANN staff, and the community. So that's what the change. So that's the change, Marlene, or?
So if people can just read what I've written on the bullets. ICANN is moving ahead very, very fast with initiatives, plans that the community has not had an opportunity to absorb. And I think what we're trying to say, we're not being critical. We're just offering principles. And so I was making some, and I really welcome, Olivier, the fact that you added these, but like I'll just, the last one I'm just adding is globalization plans for ICANN must be developed with stakeholder support and with taking the impact on stakeholders into account.
Yep.
So I was just suggesting we move the negotiations with the U.S. Department of Commerce on the future of ICANN, taking into account input received from the community in the run-up to any negotiations. Just put that at the bottom of this longer list, because the upper principles continue and are broader, I think, and this is a specific. Does that kind of make sense to people, that we have a set of principles that are broad and we try to support them? I reworded the one on I cut the two shepherding, but I elaborated on ICANN's board should perform its functions, I see I can't spell, after ongoing consultation with ICANN stakeholders and with continuing improvements in transparency and accountability. So, Olivier, I took your last sentence under the first bullet and made it a new bullet.
Yeah, thank you, Marilyn. It's Olivier speaking. So, I don't know whether you're looking at the document itself. On the Google Doc, I've changed the bullet now says transparency and accountability as a key to all actions by the board, ICANN staff, and the community.
Okay.
And someone anonymous put in the document's chat, I think it is worth adding a paragraph that points out that government bodies, especially international ones, are extremely resistant to transparency despite open government laws. This is not a tenable environment to nurture a rapidly growing complex network like the Internet. Experts across a range of disciplines need to get access to decision-making and problem-solving discussions. This is what the Open Archive and Translation capability of ICANN provides. That's from S. Perrin.
So let me just say I don't understand why we have anonymous comments since we're a working group.
It was signed by S. Perrin, just anonymous because they didn't log into the Google when they put their comments. But it was signed. It's signed by S. Perrin.
And I don't disagree with the comment, but I can't figure out how that fits. How that fits into improvements of ICANN. I think it does fit into improvements of Internet governance.
Just, I think, to show that ICANN is an example for government in terms of transparency. I mean, yeah, open data and open governance and so on. Without exact wording, that will be complicated now to figure out.
Okay.
So, should we add then the globalization plan for ICANN must be developed with the stakeholder support and taking impact on stakeholders into account?
I don't see any objection then. Okay.
So I think it's resolved for this part, for this principles part, and okay. We can go to the next. It is in the evolution of ICANN, globalization of ICANN. And so,
in that one, there have been calls by some nation state as well by some in the ICANN community, primarily for the globalization of IANA function, part of ICANN.
Rafi, Olivier.
Yes, Olivier.
Thank you. So this text is actually from quite a few people. So there is some text which is in brackets, which I believe is text that is still under discussion. But as far as I'm concerned, I mean, when I read it, I didn't see this as being particularly contested in any way. This paragraph, really, this section, the evolution of ICANN, globalization of ICANN, does not say whether it is right for ICANN to globalize or not, or to think whether it will globalize or not. It just states the facts. Fact number one, the board has voted a resolution on the globalization of ICANN, so this subject is actually a reality. But the community has not yet been consulted on this, and so all that paragraph is, or that section is saying, is that whilst it is recognized that there have been some calls by some nation states and even by some people in the ICANN community for the globalization of ICANN and also the globalization of the IANA function, summarizing it all, this discussion hasn't taken place yet. And so these options, whatever options it is that are going to come up, these options will need to be discussed with the ICANN community. I think that's pretty much what this whole thing means. Now, in there, of course, there is just a statement of the fact that ICANN currently is subject to the laws of the U.S. state of California, that it works with the affirmation of commitments, and that the affirmation of commitments requires ICANN to remain headquartered in the U.S. And then it also mentions about the administration of the rule zone function, and it lists several criteria, which I think is a very bare subset of criteria, which doesn't look very political as such. I mean, protection of rule zone management from political or other inappropriate interference, integrity, stability, continuity, widespread trust by Internet users, and support for a public, globally unified DNS namespace, agreement regarding an accountability mechanism for this function. These are basic functions of any kind of administration of the rule zone function, which would have to be taken care of and which would have to be fulfilled by any organization that would assume the rule zone function. And then the blue text after that, the current contract with the U.S. MTIA satisfies these criteria that some believe, and again, it's a very open language, some believe there is a potential political dimension to the administration of this function. We're not judging on whether they're right or not. We're just saying some believe that. Equally, some in the ICANN community also believe that such globalization is not needed at the present moment. I think it sets the theme quite openly there, because that presently the ICANN board has voted to explore the options possible in the globalization of the IANA function part of ICANN. Again, these options will need to be discussed with the ICANN committee. That's the main points being made. So I hope this is understood, and I open for comments now.
And I'd like to get in the queue, and I don't know if Bill Corbin is on the phone. Maybe not. There's a couple of places, Olivier.
Come on, Marilyn.
Oh, Greg, fantastic. Olivier, I like the way you wrote this. There's a lot of mysticism about these agreements, and you know, I will offer the disclaimer. And again, I know this is being transcribed, that I was very heavily involved in bringing the voice of business into this. I think we've got to be careful about the affirmation of commitments is not a contract, and I think we need to go back and look at whether it requires ICANN to be legally headquartered in the USA. We need to look carefully at that. I think generally we've got the facts right, but I think that's something we would just need to check. The rest of the way you've characterized this, I think, is generally neutral in tone, and that's very, very important, I think, to maintain the neutral tone. And I don't think we want to answer in the first paragraph. It says, while some actors, and then there's who, believe relationship has brought stability, it says objections have been raised. I think normally it might read others have raised have raised questions, and I don't mind too much about this, but objections, I think it's concerns rather than objections, but I can go either way. But I think the thing we need to do is we need to emphasize, if we put a paragraph break right after that, the main point we're trying to make, I think, is the globalization of ICANN should be accountable to all, it's all ICANN stakeholders. And I don't think we can really say that we can volunteer to be responsible to 2.7 billion Internet users. But I like this that last, and then if we could just verify when it's a contract, there are agreements with ICANN, and then there are contracts. And I think also the blue that starts, there are a range of agreements involving IANA. I believe it's three different agreements. It's not a single agreement. And I think we... without going into a lot of discussion about that, we want to be fact-based. So I think there's been a lot written, and probably some experts like Keith Drazik and Michelle and others that are on this list, but there are on this working group. But I don't know what the current contract with the U.S. NTIA means, if it means the IANA functions agreement, or if it means the affirmation of commitment, or if it means the agreement between NTIA and Verisign.
This is Phil Corwin. I'd like to chime in with a few further comments, and perhaps not welcome at this late hour, but my view would be that the U.S. government's oversight role ended with the termination of the Memorandum of Understanding and its replacement with the Affirmation of Commitments. That's just an agreement. It's revocable by either party on 120 days' notice. It's not a contract. The only contract that still exists is the IANA functions contract, which the U.S. Department of Commerce controls, and to the extent that provides oversight over ICANN's compliance with the affirmation of commitments, that would be correct. But that's different than oversight over all of ICANN's activities. It's over the accountability and transparency commitments. And finally, my own view would be that ICANN is globalized. I mean, everything about ICANN is globalized. The board composition, the composition of the stakeholders, and now with the opening of offices around the world, I'm not sure how it could be more globalized. The only thing that's really in play here is control of the IANA functions contract. And I'll stop at that point. But I don't know, you want to start rewriting this, but it's a little more nuanced than this paragraph implies, in my opinion.
Thank you, Rafiq. So I don't know who wrote that paragraph. I only added the blue stuff in there. So I'm not quite sure who was the originator of the original paragraph there, but if you wish to soften it up, certainly. I think we're a little bit late to rewrite it from scratch.
But equally, I'm also concerned if we were to not include such a paragraph, because globalization of ICANN is going to be a really, really hot topic in Brazil. And whilst we all, you know, many of us believe that ICANN is globalized, some believe it should be globalized in a different way. There are some governments and people, in fact, and organizations out there who believe that ICANN is so not globalized that it should be thrown out of the way and replaced by an international organization that is not ICANN, because ICANN is an American organization. And I just want us to understand that we need to put our point across as to saying, well, if people believe that ICANN is not globalized, then they need to come and work with a community that ICANN to discuss what their problem is with the globalization level of ICANN, not impose globalization on this organization by yanking it one way or other. That's the sort of thing. My primary concern here is, again, you know, the defense of our model. Because, as you know, if you start yanking things around, then ultimately the whole thing breaks. You throw it away and you replace it by something completely new, completely different. And trust me, some people would be ever so happy to do that. And trust me, they're not the nicest, most democratic people around.
So it's Marilyn. I heard Phil. I also commented to you, Michaela. I think what I'm trying to focus on is getting facts right. The affirmation of commitments is not a contract. It is an agreement. The IANA's function agreement is different. And I don't know if David's on the phone, Keith. I don't want to appoint myself an expert on the IANA functions agreement, but I think there are things in here that we can certainly keep and just clean up and clarify. There's a very key point, very key paragraph. It's the paragraph on the page that starts with administration of the root zone function. It's not a single function. Function should meet several criteria. Could we focus on that? Because I think if we all agree on that, then that could be put into a box, and we could call that out as an important. We say that the way forward for the organizations needs to be discussed with the ICANN community and carried out after thoughtful reflection, then we could follow that by saying, this paragraph, administration of the root zone function should meet several criteria. But let's make sure we agree with that criteria. And then we would need to be sure when we're using the language agreement versus the IANA functions agreement. Because they're different. The affirmation of commitment is not in any way a contract.
Marilyn, Olivier, where does it say a contract? I can't find it. I've replaced in the text the sentence which says, "While some actors," we can think who out because we don't care.
Sorry, I'm reading.
Believe that the relationship with the U.S. government has brought stability. You said there was objections have also been raised, and I've now changed that with concerns have also been raised based on concerns of trust. Ah, heck with it.
I'm sorry, I was reading over under the International Framework for the Accountability, where it says ICANN is currently accountable through the affirmation of commitments, comma, a contract signed between ICANN and the U.S. Department of Commerce. Sorry.
So I think that the last paragraph.
Yep,
Someone's currently rewriting this. An anonymous squirrel is currently typing this. I'm glad the squirrel's doing very well.
Yeah, Phil Corin, it's me. I don't know why it's not picking up what I'm supposed to do to log in to do that. I'm not trying to.
I like squirrels. They work well.
Yeah. I'm not trying to do anything mysteriously or anonymously here. I'm just the man behind the curtain. Just ignore me.
So I'm totally confused. Somebody's rewriting it or they're not? Because I still see a contact sign.
Can you just, I think we have 10 minutes. It will be a 2 hours call, so I think we may need to really to finalize this part. And
thank you, Rafiq. I'm missing at the moment a gala dinner. I think had the starter, which was tiny, and the main course is definitely out of the way, and it probably finished dessert. So thank you.
Yeah, diet is good, Olivier, for the community, so it's a good sacrifice. Okay, so
I see there is editing. It's Olivia speaking. I see there's editing. Rafiq, maybe
yeah,
we can continue.
I'm done with my editing, so we can take it or toss it out.
Where do I find it? I don't see it on the Adobe.
It's in the Google Doc.
Oh, sorry.
Again, I don't know why it doesn't show what I've done, but...
So I think it was the proposal that garnered the most support has been the globalization of ICANN, keeping it accountable to all stakeholders, so there is disagreement, and what that would entail other than the replacement of the US as IANA contract counterparty. I think that's the change made by EFE.
Yeah, that's what I just put in, and I'm just trying to be factual and legally accurate about the nature of the relationship.
I'm sorry, I'm not seeing the change. What I'm looking at on the wiki still says ICANN is currently accountable through the affirmation of commitment to contract signed, but there's other language, and I'll just test you on that.
Yeah, I don't know what, I don't even see that on my version of the Google Doc.
This is a pretty important
Marilyn, session. You might have to refresh your page, Marilyn, because I can see it. I can see all the things.
Okay.
Just as a reminder to everyone, Olivia speaking, as a reminder, the Adobe Connect document is just a snapshot of the document. That doesn't get updated. You want to see the document being updated in real time, you have to go into the Google Doc.
Okay. Yes, Olivia, we are really saying maybe we can take more 10 or 15 minutes, but we need, I think, to resolve all this issue. And already Phil made some editing to clarify about the, I guess, maybe legal nature, to be more accurate. But honestly, I don't see disagreement point here. We're just trying to capture that there is, you know, several opinions about the globalization of ICANN, and we are reflecting that, so...
Rafiq?
Yes, Olivier.
Thank you. So it's Olivier speaking. So I think Phil is currently cleaning up the language very well there, and I know that others are also on there. I can see cursors.
I'm done. I'm done, so
okay.
I have no further changes.
We'll let others read through that, and in fact, we can read through the whole this whole section all the way down to international frameworks for the accountability of ICANN. And basically, I think we only have 5 minutes until the end of the second hour of this call. I just wondered if we can, if there's any objections to any of this language, basically, now that it's been cleaned up.
Olivier, I think as a quick fix, maybe, in the international framework for the accountability of ICANN, so ICANN is currently accountable through the formation of commitments, a contract signed between ICANN and its Department of Commerce. So I think that should be corrected.
Yeah,
oops,
that's
on that one. Mea culpa on that one, sorry.
Okay, so I think that should be corrected.
So it should just say an agreement signed.
Okay. So I think...
Hold on, Rafiq. This says any globalization which would induce the severance of this contract. So shouldn't it just say further globalization of ICANN would require the creation of a new framework for accountability? That way we don't get into severance.
Okay. Makes sense. Okay, let me... Oh, Olivier, you are much quicker than me.
Food waiting for me, that's why I'm really snappy now. Hungry.
You're not going to get any sympathy. I'll bring you a chocolate chip cookie, okay?
Yeah, and I'd suggest that...
I'm not the squirrel in there. I think I might be the meat-eating. But anyway, sorry.
Yeah. I'd suggest in the paragraph that starts the current contract, I'd suggest putting IANA before contract, because that is, in fact, the only contract between the United States and ICANN. But some people who read this may not understand that.
That's back up higher, right, Phil?
Yeah, Olivier just made that change, so thank you.
Right.
Okay, I think now it's I think it's much more clear, and we corrected some facts. I guess maybe time to ask if there is any objection to what we have now. So then we can move to the conclusion. Even I think for the annex, it's just definition, and I think we need to add the one about Genesis, but. The main part, I think we can finalize the main part of the document in this form.
Sorry, Vafik, I just wanted to offer one other, I think we should keep calling ourselves the ICANN stakeholder community. So this says the ICANN community, but I think it's the ICANN stakeholder community in the conclusion.
Where are you? You mean it's which paragraph?
It's in both the first paragraph and the closing paragraph. Right now it reads the ICANN community, but I think it's the ICANN stakeholder community.
Oh, okay. You already jumped at the conclusion, okay. And it's, I think you are talking about international framework for accountability, okay? Stakeholders.
Then there's also the use of a word that I'm not sure translates easily. In the last line of the paragraph under conclusions, the word problematic is used.
That's probably for English, but...
Would we be able to use the word challenges?
Already, I think already changed by Olivier. No? Okay. Wonderful platform, open to everyone. Solution to the challenge, I think, that can be more challenges. Yeah. Okay.
And then yes, stakeholders. Fantastic. I thought the conclusion was brilliant, by the way.
That thanks to Olivier for that. So, okay. So I think we, let me check in the chat. So I think we made it for the main contribution, if I'm not mistaken. And in our, I cannot say in timely manner, it's after 2 hours, but we made it.
Rafik, Olivier?
Yes, Olivier.
Okay, thank you very much. It's Olivier speaking. So, you know, rereading this whole contribution, we have to be quite aware that this is not the best of the best, the most groundbreaking, the most incredible of contributions that is going to arrive in Brazil. And we might well face some pushback from our own communities, since they've not been directly influencing or input. This really is the input from the people who have been on the phone calls and the actual authors, if you want to have them on there. That said, I'm quite pleased with seeing that we are defending a set of it's not guidelines, but I guess these are principles that we operate by and which define us all as people who work in ICANN stakeholder communities. And looking at some of the other inputs to the Brazil conference, there is at least one thing that I'm pretty happy with, is that this contribution actually does not pertain pertain to know things that it doesn't know. In other words, it's accurate. The amount of inaccuracies I have seen in many of the other contributions so far is quite startling. And I think we just stick to the fact that we are doing accurate work. That will definitely be a first good step forward in the follow-up negotiations that will take place in the follow-up discussions. As a follow-up for us, I think we should definitely share this with our own communities and convince them that we are not trying to recreate the world, but certainly defend ICANN's, the organization, ICANN, the community, ICANN, the multi-stakeholder system, in the face of others that are only too ready to criticize it without even knowing the facts. And so I hope, really hope, that by the time we go to Brazil, and I know that several of us are likely to go, I have no clue who, but several of us are likely to be there, at that time, we will be able to sit at the table, whoever it is sits there and pushes this, and say, this has the support of the ICANN stakeholders that are mentioned there, not only the authors of the document, that everyone in the stakeholder community, even if there are some changes that might come through at that point. And maybe we will have, after this call, we will have a few new amendments that we will need to bring in person in Brazil when we deal with the discussions. Sorry to be a bit long on this one, but I felt this was an important thing as to the next steps. With regards to the definitions, as you quite rightly mentioned, Rafik, they're nearly all done. I think all of them are pretty darn accurate. There's a couple of things still missing in there, but these are sort of minor a little bit. That's all for me. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Olivier. I think for some definition, we can copy for RIR, but I'm not sure about to. We have definition for what ICANN and what should ICANN role be. I guess maybe we can remove this remove those two, and just we have
as definition what we already got from as contribution. And it's just an appendix. I think the main part is done. We have, I think, Greg and Christina voluntarily to do the kind of review, proofreading, I will try to work in the formatting. So I will send for, I don't know, it's already Saturday for me. I will send the document, just a reminder to everybody at the last call. So if you find any typos, so please correct, and hopefully we can send in time. Okay. And just a quick, Olivier?
Thank you, Rafiq. I don't know whether you wish to continue the call or close it, but I was just going to suggest, Adrian, any other thoughts that anybody wish to share here?
I think what I was going to say, I am seeing a discussion about what we will do later. I think you explained that we will continue the consultation in Singapore. And then we will, I think, for the next step for us is to discuss about the session in Singapore on Monday. Okay, I am happy now to move to any other business. So, any other business? Probably everybody wants to leave the call after 2 hours. But.
Yep, Rafiq, sorry, I'm just trying to figure out, because obviously you guys, we've got submission. I think if we don't have language, is the agreement that we just cut that section so that you can move ahead? Because we can't really hold this up a lot longer, right?
You mean about what I can and where are you talking about, in definition?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was suggesting. Mm-hmm. I will remove that. We don't
right.
have time really to...
Right.
It's mostly formatting, and that's it. And the blue one, that will be removed anyway. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, any other comment? Thanks, everybody. It was really too... I'm not sure if I can describe that exciting, but it was too... to greet 2 hours of working, and I think we made it, almost made it, so hopefully just we will format and clean up the document, and hopefully we'll send it in due time. Thanks, everybody. This call is adjourned for today.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Olivier, enjoy your gala. Oh, what remains.